still have a shortage of housing, not of property on the market. What I'm not seeing is, I do see prices going up, but I don't think that they're skyrocketing. I don't think that they're ballooning to the same level that they did in 2005.
Outbreak of COVID that we've had the past week, 10 days, that affect the industry?
You know, COVID has actually affected the industry by virtue of the fact that people aren't putting their houses on the market. Therefore, we still have buyers that want to buy. I think you're going to see a different handling of it with the new administration, whether you agree with it or not. We probably need something different than how it's, because otherwise we wouldn't, how do we keep getting these outbreaks, right? Because those gatherings are getting big. And it'll be interesting to see everybody who were Trump supporters vowed that he was great for the economy. So now we'll see what happens now that the election has been determined and see if we see a slowdown in our housing, see a change in our interest rates, although interest rates are predicted to stay low simply because inflation is high right now.